We are sitting here with Sherry McKay. Now, you're playing a show at the Calgary Library, and they're dubbing you the Queen of Native TikTok, and I've never had royalty on the show before, so thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to be in Alberta for a couple shows, right?
Yes. So I'm going to be in Blood Reserve the day before on the 31st for, I believe it's like a private thing for the community, some empowerment stuff and talking with the people there and kind of adding a little bit of humor and stuff. So, and then as well as in Calgary at the library.
You've been on social media for a while. Can you tell us how that kind of started for you and what led you to becoming the Queen of Native TikTok?
So I've actually always wanted to get into media production. TikTok actually made it super easy. I came from like YouTube and like basically begging people to subscribe to my channel on YouTube versus going to TikTok and kind of just letting the algorithm kind of, you know, push me along. But also the in-app editing is kind of what drew me to the app, is that I didn't have to import, export, and do all of the editing outside of the application. And plus, it's pretty neat. There's a lot of educational stuff on there. There's a lot of craziness on there, but there's something for everybody on TikTok.
Weren't you recently involved in teaching other Indigenous people all about the TikTok platform and algorithm?
Yeah, so it was called the Indigenous Accelerator, or I'm trying to think of the acronym. It was something real deadly. It was the Accelerator for Indigenous Creators program, something like that. And it was basically a crash course from an Indigenous perspective, teaching other Indigenous people how to utilize the application the best way that they can. And so I did my second year last year teaching them for TikTok and the National Screen Institute. And that was amazing. There was a lot of participants that went on to do some really cool stuff, get verified and be influencers and all that stuff and get paid to do content. It's awesome.
Well, that's always nice when you can get paid to do something you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't, absolutely, you didn't start out in stand-up comedy necessarily. You were on TikTok, you're doing funny videos. What led you to stand-up?
I actually got invited to take part in a program called IndigiGirl, and it was during the pandemic, so everything was virtual and through Zoom. All of these Indigenous women and Two-Spirit people who got to participate in this program and learn kind of like, none of us had any idea of what was going to happen at the end of the program, but we got to perform our set at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, and it was huge. It was like, I've never been to an open mic. I've never done any of that stuff. And then to get on stage in front of, you know, hundreds of people, and I was like, I like this.
You know, when you make somebody laugh, you're changing their day, right?
Totally, totally.
You've also been involved recently with the Deadly Anti-Comedy Tour. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I crossed paths with some amazing Indigenous women. So I did a show in Itikmiqchin last year, and I think it was like maybe my first real show outside of my debut. So it was like, they hired me to come down and do this comedy set. And there was a few other comedians there. And that's where I met Stephanie Pungalich. I met her here briefly in Winnipeg. And we just clicked. It was just amazing, such amazing energy. Her laugh is absolutely contagious. And then she did some work with Shy Sap. So we kind of just all came together and we're like, hey, let's do some comedy shows. Kind of just started booking some shows together, and now we're going on tour across Ontario to places like London, Peterborough, Toronto. We're going to Niagara, a bunch of places and then hopefully some places in Manitoba.
Yeah, well, hopefully some places in Alberta eventually too, you know. Hopefully, we're glad to see you here solo, but we'd like to see the whole trio of you together.
Oh, they're such a hoot. I wish, every time someone inquires about me, I'm like, do you want me or do you want the Deadly Anties? Let's have this conversation. I always try and bring the Anties with me wherever we go. And they try and do the same thing too.
Well, the good thing is that when you're on the road together, at least there's safety when you're traveling.
Yes. And that was one of our concerns too, is we're driving across Ontario and Manitoba and just like all over the place. So we did a fundraiser last weekend where we're going to be able to purchase some safety equipment while we're on the road, you know.
Well, once again, we want to let everybody know that you'll be at the Calgary Library June 1st between 7 and 8. Now, everybody can go to the CJWE website, check out our events calendar, and the link to get tickets at Eventbrite is there. I just want to put this out there, too. It said it was meant for an adult audience, so maybe don't bring your little ones to this one.
No.
All right, Sherry, thank you so much for talking with us today, and let us know when the Deadly Aunties are coming to Alberta, and we'll get you back on here, and you guys can all come and talk about the show.
All right, we will. Thank you.